Hey everyone, it's Ash Ketchum, and you're listening to Hypeable.com's PokeChat. So download, comment, and subscribe. Gotta catch them all, right?
Hello, and welcome to PokeChat, episode number 36. This is our seventh live broadcast episode for our XY series. We're dwindling down on the amount that we have so far, and I'm here with just Ariel today, who is apparently very coffee. Ariel, how are you doing?
It's just allergies. I'll be fine. I'll manage to get through this episode.
Sweet. So we don't have too much to go through for this episode, so we should be in and out pretty quick for our sixth gym playthrough notes. All right, so starting us off, as you are leaving Clamont's gym, Sycamore calls you on the holoclip, and he asks you to get to the Sandra Cafe. Okay, let's talk about this now. The Sandra Cafe to talk. How am I going to pronounce the Sandra from now on? Lissandre? What's going on, Ariel?
Lissandra, I believe, is the French pronunciation, so...
Okay, we're going to stick with Lissandra.
It's France, so don't use the William Shakespeare pronunciation.
Okay, so I'm going with Lissandra. Awesome. So, at the cafe, Sycamore and Lissandra talk about Mega Evolutions. Lissandra is revealed to have been from royal descent. The conversation goes into a don't-take-what's-not-yours PSA. Then the conversation takes a complete 180 and goes to when Lissandra mentions a main king of Kalos that used to take everything. Apparently this king made a horrible weapon which unleashed the fire of destruction, a.k.a. he killed everyone. Lissandra comments that Kalos will stay beautiful if the population doesn't increase. He also states that at least the past king got rid of the region's filth. He ends the conversation by randomly giving you a King's Rock and walking off. Lastly, Sycamore comments how passionate Lissandra is. The conversation with him ends when Sycamore tells you to go off and play with your friends. Okay, so story building. We all know by now that Lissandra's the big bad, and
pretty obvious by this point.
Yes, pretty obviously. And it's also pretty obvious that he wants to... His main goal is not to steal or get money, it's to kill everyone. So he's going to try and make a weapon of mass destruction to kill the scum of Kalos. That's his deal. So good job, Pokemon. That's going to be really fun to see how they play that out in the anime. I don't know how they're going to...
grim, dark story.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying, like... they're talking about, like, murdering millions, and they're just going to...
I know.
Gloss over that, I'm assuming. Like, movie 17 is going to be pretty interesting, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of works with movie 16, actually, because Genesect is the feature of that movie, and he's all about, like, genocide, so... That's a lot of what Lissandra's talking about here. Really disturbing stuff.
I'm sure it's probably going to be like some kind of anime special because they did something with Meloetta for Gen 5, so they're probably going to do something with Lissandra and all that jazz for the Gen 6 season.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I had this question for you, Ariel. Is Lissandra meant to represent any French leader or dictator of the past that was like a person who advocated mass genocide or something? Because I can't pick one out in my head right now. But the fact that he was a descendant of royals made me think that there was a connection there. Like, you know, that maybe his bloodline was supposed to represent a real bloodline in real world France.
History is not my major.
Okay. So, well, I know
that
there's...
I honestly have no idea.
I have a strong inclination that there's at least one really horrible king in France's past that was, like, part of the genocide, maybe. I could be making that
Napoleon, maybe? That's the best I can come up with. Sort of advocated for that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I don't know of his own people. I think of other people, so... It's funny to me that we're having a lot about lineage and royalty in Gen 6, but I can't quite pick out what king that might have been, you know, because it seems like it'd be really important. I know that we were able to pick out King Louis, the whatever number he is, that had the Palace of Versailles, because that was pretty obvious, because he was the Sun King, and I'm pretty sure they even said that at one point when you're walking around in that castle in the game. So, of course, I have all the gold stuff and his hedges in the backyard and all that stuff. Stuff that I've seen in real life.
Wonder Fru.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that Fru-Fru little fun challenge. That was great.
Yeah.
And as is natural, everyone tends to sit with a telescope and watch as you're leaving an important building to call you on your holoclip. Trevor then calls you and tells you to meet up with the group on Route 14. Does that bother you that everyone really, like, conveniently calls you as soon as you walk out of a gym or another important meeting or something?
Oh, it gets worse in the post-game.
Oh, really? You're kidding me.
Yeah, it's like you literally take two steps away from the place you just came out of onto North Boulevard of Lumio City, and then bam, there's your holocaster again, and it's like, good God! I was just there!
Well, it's funny that you're still using a holocaster in post-game if Lysandra's evil. I'm sure everyone's kind of feeling a little bit split on that.
Yeah.
Well, don't spoil us. Yeah, okay, I can see you wanted to spoil us.
I'll only say that much. That part is not very spoilerish.
All right, no, I got you there. That's fun. Okay. Okay, so then you can enter Route 14 La Vere Nature Trail. I'm going to call out La Vere. How are we doing on that pronunciation so far? It seems pretty French to me.
Sounds good to me. That's I'm pretty sure that's what I've been calling it in my head.
So, yeah, me too. Yeah. Okay, so La Vere Nature Trail is creepy, deepy, weepy. But you don't find that out immediately because as you walk past the gate from Lumio City, if you've happened to find it, because it's pretty difficult to find it the first time around, Serena and Trevor greet you. Trevor challenged you to see who's seen more Mountain Kalos Pokemon. I've seen like 12 and I'd beat him, and I was like, wow, you must have really not been trying. And he's like, oh, really? I can't believe you beat me. I'm like, I can, because you look like you barely tried. Serena challenges you to a battle. She now has a third star stage. She has the third star, the third stage of her starter. Peter picked a pack of pickled peppers. And that's pretty much the only thing I'm note in that Serena battle, because other than that, nothing's going to survive anything that's a one-hit KO from a super effective attack from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
Greninja is pretty tough. I mean, it's the fastest starter this generation, so it's like ridiculously faster than 90% of the Pokemon you have that are like the same level, so it's like, all right, you just, yeah.
That's funny. I didn't know that. I mean, it makes sense. He's like a frog.
It's a frog ninja, so yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'm, like, holding in a sneeze. I was going to try and not talk about it, but it just happened. I'm just like, oh, my God, it's going to happen in the middle of a live episode. Okay, so after you've done that battle, Shauna shows up and states what an intense battle that was. And it's really funny because Serena's like, hey, Shauna, how long have you been watching that battle? And then Shauna just, like, completely, like, moves the topic. She pretends like she wasn't asked that question. So I was like, I think Shauna was just creeping on us for a bit.
Yeah.
Tino arrives from, apparently, the Fighting Dojo, where he's having fun dance moves and dance-offs or something with that group. The gang all decides that they're going to go to the scary house that is right near the end of the nature trail leading up to La Vere City. Serena turns down the offer because she wants to, quote, spend more time with her Pokemon. But apparently she's not going to heal them first, so that's going to be pretty boring training. So
maybe she's using Pokemon to me.
Yeah, maybe she's... Can you still do that when they're all fainted? Well, if they're all fainted, you've blacked out, but...
Wait, no, you can't. Never mind. I'm wrong. Yeah.
Oh, so if they fainted, you can't use them into me, right?
No, they just look like they're sleeping, and then they go back to their Pokeball.
That's sad. I can imagine how that looks. That's horrible.
Terrible.
I still have avoided a Mii at all costs because I haven't wanted to use it yet because I figured that once I do, it'll be like, you know, a slippery slope to me always using it for everything and just leveling up my Pokemon a little bit too easily. Like, I'm not even trying at that point. I'm just going to be like, I'm going to give you all these IVs. Take them. And you're going to avoid getting hit by all paralysis moves and stuff. It's just going to be really annoying at that point. So I found it really funny when I read of someone talking about, like, their Pokemon fending off Toxic. Like, they got hit by Toxic, and they're like, your Pokemon fought through it! And I was like, huh?
Yeah.
It just seemed extremely silly to me that you could fight off a poison move of all things. I'm just like, eh, it's
Yeah.
like you're poisoned. I don't get that. What was the connection there? I don't know. So I wouldn't know yet about Ami, but yeah, maybe Serena's just sitting there poking her sleeping Pokemon. She's like, wake up, I'm so bored. Because I'm too lazy to go to the Pokemon Center right below my feet. Right below us in the Lumia City. Okay, so this nature trail has spooky music and creepy crawly branches. There's a marsh that's all around that is super sticky to walk around in. Pokemon will jump out from both the grass and the marsh, and you can also surf in really deep areas of the marsh. I liked the way this looked, actually. It made it kind of fun. Although it was legitimately scary at some certain points on the nature trail. I'm not going to talk about exactly where it gets pretty creepy, although I think it's obvious just from the name of the location. But were you feeling like a good creepy vibe from this, Ariel?
Yeah, it's definitely a place where it's like you got branches coming across your screen, like, and it's just like. Yeah, sometimes you can barely see what you're doing. Like, there's this one spot in the grass that I can think of that's like right near the top where it's like the branches are like in such a way where it's like half the screen is covered. Well, it feels like that, and you're like, okay, get out of my way, branches.
Yeah. Totally. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it was kind of annoying. I was just like, come on, get out of my way. I'm not in the mood for you right now. Okay, so a Klang's tag item is to the right in the beginning. If you kind of swamp through a marsh, you get some advanced tip off of a sign. It wasn't of note, so I didn't write it down. But those advanced tips just usually make me lull because they're something as stupid of, do you know that if you save before a gym battle, you'll have a second shot without losing your money or something? And I'm like, huh?
That's kind of logic that's been around since forever.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't a tip. I mean, I don't think that they would do that because it's kind of game breaking when everyone does that, but I don't think they're going to teach everyone that stuff.
Yeah.
And the infamous Goomy makes its first appearance.
Yay, Gooby.
Goomy's sitting around in the marsh, and upon awakening this beast, you will discover he is just dragon type. Big question mark in my head as to why a Glob would be just dragon type. There's no poison going on with it, there's no water going on with it, and even when it evolves to its third form, it's kind of like this anamorphous creature thing. It looks like more like a lizard than a dragon, if anything, but it's like
It
a
looks kind of dragon-like. It kind of looks like Puff the Magic Dragon kind of thing.
because I mean it stands on two legs and has like that typical dragon belly where it's like a circle and it has like lines going across it and has like spots like maybe Barney the dinosaur or something. But its head looks undragon-like to me because it just has like Osmosis Jones hair. You know, like the blobs of its hair are just like oom, oom, oom,
Yeah, they're
and just
like
sitting there
curled
like,
around kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Goomy confuses me. I don't understand its popularity, but I think it's because it doesn't make any sense. That's what
Well,
I've decided.
it's super cute. It's the pseudo legendary of this generation, so people are like all over that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and speaking of a specific Pokemon for this generation, this is so tangential, but I try to connect it. I just discovered last night that Vivillon is Pokemon number 666. I was wondering what that was going to be for a long time, and now we finally have our
Yeah.
answer.
It's just a random number in Japanese culture. It doesn't have any weird connotations like the number of the beast there, so it's not
Right.
like they're going to do anything special for that. So yeah, it's Vivian.
So that's interesting to me, only because I was watching a video last night that someone was using the move Powder on I don't remember who it was. It was some pseudo legendary. You should know because there's only five Mitch. Come on, but it was Garchomp, and Garchomp used Flame Charge and it exploded itself and killed itself. And everyone was commenting, "Don't mess with number 666." And I was like, "Oh, this is becoming a thing. I can see that where this is becoming a thing."
Yeah.
So it seems as though Villian is going to live up to its name in some devious way or another. I'm sure the anime will help out with that too. There'll be a scene where the Villian, like, I don't know, like tackles Pikachu and like a red light will flash and everyone's going to be like, "Look, sign of the devil."
I mean, they've already aired the first gem in Japan, so maybe some. And as we know, Beulah has a Vivian, so maybe
Yeah.
something will happen there.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe she'll be like,
Ooh.
Villain, use Dark Pulse. Someone would be like, wait, he doesn't know that move. Oh, wait, it's the anime. And then it's gonna, like, cause, like, hell spikes to jump up from the earth, and the devil himself will come up with his pitchfork and be like, I'm imagining them, like, hokey-ing it up a lot. I think that'd be kind of fun if they acknowledged it as 666, at least in the English dub, but I can't see them doing that. That's a little bit too unfamily friendly for Pokemon's anime
Yeah,
to
it
do, at
kinda
least.
is. Yeah.
And a little bit too meta. Like, I don't think they would go within themselves to, like, be that reflective, Because they usually don't even mention what the number of each Pokemon is, because it changes too often. So
Yeah.
to mention it in one series wouldn't make sense, because it's going to change in the next, Definitely. Okay, so there is a random psychic that gives you TM6. It's toxic, really useful TM, because any Pokemon can learn it. It has 90 accuracy for any Pokemon that's not a poison type, but for anyone that's a poison type, it has 100 accuracy. And it, of course, increases the damage that it does to the Pokemon via poison damage each turn. And I taught it to one of my Pokemon so I could kind of round out, like, if I want to paralyze or poison or whatever I've got going on, I can always do that. I think I gave it to my Gardevoir. I think it's gonna do that business for me. But it's always funny to me just thinking of the odd combinations I can do now that any Pokemon that I have in my team can learn Toxic. It's just such a
Yeah.
random thing to do. I don't. I mean, I think we've talked about this before on PokeChat, where we discussed how Toxic is able to be learned by any Pokemon because it's like a sludge. It's like basically them throwing up on each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's just strange. It's just like, I mean, I'm sure, like, Magikarp can't learn it, but I can't think of too many more exceptions to that rule to who
If
can learn
every
Toxic.
Pokemon that can learn TMs can learn Toxic.
Yeah, because Magikarp can't learn TMs.
So it's like
Ooh.
Caterpie, Weedle, Magikarp, Phoebus, Wobbuffet, all those can't learn it.
Oh, Wobbuffet always surprises me that he can't learn TM, so that's
Yeah.
sad. That would be a good tight matchup if you asked me to have a Toxic going on. But what do I know about meta? Ariel's our stream expert on that. Arceus, she knows all of the things when it comes to Pokemon. Okay,
Well, not
so
all of them, but
a
I
hell of a
know
lot. If you go across a puddle in the marsh, you'll find the item Damp Rock. And this marsh pond is right across from the psychic lady who gives you Toxic. It should be noted that these psychic ladies look just like the one in Lumio City that creeps you out on floor 2 of that one random building. The lights flash, and she
yeah.
says, "You're not the one." These psychics all look like her, so I get kind of creeped
You're the
out, but.
hex maniacs, actually, but yeah.
Right, they call them hex maniacs as opposed to psychics in this gen. But it creeps me out because I always think, like, oh my god, like, this is going to be like that creepy lady telling me I am the one now, and she's going to drag my sprite into the marsh and I'll be done for. It's
Yeah.
just such a creepy storyline. I don't know why they did that. Speaking of creepy things, Shauna catches you up. Shauna catches up with you and as you join the group at the scary house. The
Ooh.
story itself that you're told when you get in there is actually fairly scary. It was something about a guy who walks into a cabin when he's lost and he can't find his way home, and it's raining or something, and he looks around the house and he can't find any light, so he opens up the refrigerator of all things that are working. The lights aren't working, but the refrigerator's working, and some light leaks out from that. Allows him to see a man huddling in the corner. I'm like, oh god, we're huddling. I don't like it when they're huddling in corners and creepypastas. Now we're doing it in
Yeah.
Pokemon. It's such a typical story plot point, so they're like huddling in a corner. And when he's trying to ask the man if he could stay the night, the man huddling in the corner says, "Don't you see them behind you? The men without faces?" And I was like, ah, creepypasta! I don't like this. It freaked me out because I was playing this late at night and I was just, like, looking behind me
Yeah,
after
that
that.
would do it. That would do it. Yeah.
Were you freaked out by that too?
It was the middle of the day when I did it, so not so much. But
Yeah, I
it's
mean, when
like,
you're late at night reading any kind of creepypastas, you're definitely, going into no sleep territory.
Yeah, but it's like, why would this be in a kid's game?
It was a horrible story to be in a kid's game. Like, faceless men
I
standing behind you after a huddling man in a corner that is, like, lost all of his psyche is looking at you and be like, don't look behind you. Like, that's too much. I don't
know,
know
it's
if.
like, that's going to give any little 7-year-old who picks up the game a nightmare.
It would give me a nightmare. It absolutely would give me a nightmare, especially since everyone in the game's like, you've got to go here. This is going to be so much fun. Oh, boy. And then once you're there, everyone's just like, well, that was a weird story. And I was just like, oh, no. Yeah, everyone was a little bit too casual about it. Even the man who told the story himself, he's like, literally, oh, now that I've told you a story that's going to give you nightmares for the rest of your life, will you tip me? And I said, no. And especially because he was like, if you don't tip me, something scary is going to happen to you. I'm like, good, let something scary happen to me. It's fun. I want something fun to happen to me. I don't want to avoid that. But nothing happened. So maybe
Yeah,
that's
nothing
going to happen
happened.
to me later on. I don't
I
know. I didn't.
accidentally didn't tip him, so it was like, oh shoot, I wanted to tip this guy. I mean, I've been trying to tip everybody because I heard the whole tipping rumor, and I
Right.
failed to tip that guy, and I'm like, rats, and I can't get a second chance at that either, so it's like.
Right, the tipping rumor that if you tip everyone, you are more likely to find shinies around. I don't know how that started. I don't know who starts these rumors, but apparently that's one that may be true or not. I don't know. I think it's because everyone needed a reason to understand why they were tipping everyone,
I think what happened was like somebody gave somebody a 1,000 poke dollar tip, and then like the next Pokemon they found in the grass was a shiny, so that's probably how it started.
Yeah, most likely. I agree. It's probably something as silly as that. So I
Pure.
don't know what happens if you tip this particular man. I'm sure the internet knows. Someone knows, and they did tip him, and something special happens. Write in, because we'd love to know exactly what happens when you tip the Scary House Man. They're really adventurous with their names. Scary House, come on. And it's funny too because, right from Scary House, you're not too far away from the Vera City. There's one last thing to do before you get off of the nature trail. At the bottom of a dead end near Scary House, you'll find the item Spell Tag, which ups the power of ghost type moves when held. All right, so that's all we have for Nature Trail. You go into La Vera City, and as soon as you walk in here, you'll interact with a boy standing next to mushrooms who gives you TM41 Torment, which doesn't allow the opposing Pokemon to use the same move consecutively in battle. Okay, so he's kind of random, but if you go examine one of those mushroom stacks to him, you get tiny mushroom. I'm not sure why there are mushrooms in this town. Maybe it's supposed to relate to like the marsh and the rain from the previous
Yeah,
area.
probably.
And I also thought that it kind of related to fairies because it felt like something you'd see in the Smurfs or something.
Fairies are kind of close to nature, kind of thing.
Yeah, they're kind of sort of grass types, kind of like bugs, but they're not. So they're going to learn grass type
Yeah.
moves, but they won't get the STAB from it, so. No,
No stab from grass type moves.
none indeed. I know Flabébé is like infamous for that, for like learning. I'm sure it learns like, let's say like Absorb or something. Or
It
like
learns a
Razor
lot of
Leaf.
grass type moves, and you're like, why are you not grass type?
Like Fairy Grass would have been great for that guy, you know?
I know, fairy grass type.
Like he's
There
sitting on a
isn't.
flower, Like how much more grass type does it
And its fully evolved form has, like, become one with the flower, so it's like, why are you
get?
not grass type?
Yeah, that's
Oh,
pretty ridiculous. I agree. Yeah,
God.
I don't understand it. I don't know, it's funny. Okay, so if you look right around that area with that boy, there's an accessory shop in this town. I didn't change my outfit for the first time. In 3 gyms, we're having an accessory shop, but I'm kind of getting more attached to my outfit. I didn't want to change it this time around. But Ariel, like, what was your character rocking at this point in the game? Do you remember?
I don't even remember. I've gone through way too many outfits to talk about. It's like I literally am collecting all the cloves in the Kalos region, so it's like, yeah, I have the biggest, probably the biggest closet of the group here, so.
You're funny. Yeah, I get confused usually when I'm like trying on clothes because I don't think the UI is too handy. It gets kind of odd how you select one item and not another. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of how it works, so I'd rather it be more like maybe like a click and drag kind of thing. That'd be fun with like your stylist. That would make it easier for me.
That
I think
would
I'd
be
play around with it a
interesting.
little bit more if it was.
Maybe.
Okay, so a psychic in the top left area of town gives you the item Gengarite. Not sure why she had that or why she was giving it to you. Sorry, the Hex Maniac. But
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to maybe relate to all the Haunter that were around. Now, can
Yeah, maybe.
Gengar learn any moves by leveling up that are super effective against Fairy, Ariel, off the top of your head? Poison, of course, poison.
Well,
So
yeah. You get
that's
moves
why they give
like
you that
Sludge
to encourage you
Bomb
to use
and
Gengar if you're going to have
yeah.
difficulties beating her.
Yeah.
So they basically give you an easy out for that,
Yeah.
All right, so the fan club is right next to the psychic. It's a waste of your life. Don't go there. Next to the fan club, a Hex Maniac can check to see which Pokemon were on your team for each badge, which Ariel had to use for today's episode because she didn't
Yeah.
remember from way back when.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Right next to the gym, a house allows you to teach a special combo move to your starter. With my grass starter, I learned that if I had a water starter on my team in a double battle, I would cause some kind of marsh to come around. I'm not sure if that's going to happen like in game or it's just going to be like the two moves combined and they just do one attack. I don't know what they look like. I don't think anyone really plays around with these because how many people often have like the starter that matches up with theirs? I don't know.
Well, they're actually not new attacks. They're actually from Gen 5, so.
Yeah.
But it's like, one of them, it's like, I think it's water and fire. It creates a rainbow and it like prevents all status effects or something like that. I'm like, why not use Safeguard?
Yeah, you just use Safeguard. It's a lot more convenient.
Yeah, you don't have to waste two attacks doing it. And then there's like water and grass is like some kind of marsh, and I totally forget what fire and grass is, but yeah.
Maybe it's like a burning forest arises. Yeah, so I'm not sure the point of those moves, and they're not too strong in themselves, and
They're
usually
not.
they are the opposite of what your Pokemon's stats are. My grass type starter is all about his attack power, but it was a special type move, so I didn't bother with it, and I moved on. So there's that move, and you
Yeah.
can teach it as many times as you want, apparently. It also works for any gen starter, right? It doesn't have to work with just the current gen that you're in.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, so you basically could have that match up if you got your Gen 1 starter to match up with it. You know, you could have that combo going, but how many people are really going to set that up? Like, that seems really specific.
There's better things you can do in a double battle.
Yeah, there really are. Okay,
Like,
so, no, go ahead.
yeah, like for example, Pokemon with Levitate, and then you use Earthquake with the other Pokemon.
Yeah,
Your Pokemon
that's
doesn't get
classic.
hurt, and then the opponents get hurt instead. Or
Or
like
Surf and Rain Dish, that would be awesome. Or Water Absorb, sorry.
Dry Skin.
Dry Skin,
I
correct.
actually do use that one. I have a Politoed and a Toxicroak. The Toxicroak has Dry Skin, so I use Surf, and it heals my Toxicroak instead
Yeah.
of hurting it. So it's like, it's great.
Yeah, it's a pretty convenient thing. Oh yeah, that's for your rain team that you were telling us about that while ago. Sweet. So the last thing that we'll talk about before we go into the Lavaria City Fairy Gym is that the Team Flare Pokeball Factory, aka Hideout, looms over town. We know that we're going to be going there soon to have our final showdown with Team Flare. So just expect that. And there's one Team Flare member that's blocking you right from the entrance. He's saying the adults are inside talking about things right now. But obviously we know, like, you know, that's where you want to enter in and start beating the Pika at all that Team Flare business, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
As you enter into the Lavaria City Fairy Gym, you'll notice that you're in like a dollhouse and that you have to use warp panels to lead you around the dollhouse, just like all the warp panels in all of the areas of all the other Pokemon games we've seen. So same concept, just in a dollhouse. The
Yes.
gym
It's no
leader.
longer the psychic gym. Ooh.
I know, right? I mean, it was kind of a fun idea with the dollhouse, but other than that, I was just like, eh, recycled idea for a gym. You guys were doing good up until here. The
It
gym
gets
leader,
better.
Valerie, uses Mawile, Mr. Mime, and Sylveon. None are going to give you issues. Maybe Sylveon's Dazzling Gem will. That kind of hit hard, but other than that, it
Dazzling
was.
Gleam.
Yeah, it was just. It was kind of just a. A whatever team, nothing too big. And same thing with all of her little lackeys inside of the gym. I wasn't too impressed by anyone in particular.
Well, Mawile has like very few weaknesses. It literally only has two weaknesses, fire and ground. So, yeah.
Yeah, but at that, I was able to take it out with a nice surf easily. I just zip, zam, zoom. Like, the thing was
Yeah.
done. It did survive.
Its stats aren't the best, but watch out for Mega Mawile. Oh, I use one and that thing just can bite your head off.
Yeah, no, I'd assume so, because I remember a lot of people talking about how Mega Mawile basically makes that Pokemon not pointless for the first time ever.
Yeah. It is really good, yeah. I do
Sweet.
not regret using Mawile now.
Sweet. So when you beat Valerie, she gives you that TM99 Dazzling Gem, which is a
Gleam.
new. I had it as a gem. Maybe I was. Oh, I
It's
feel like I was too
Gleam. It's
tired to get it right
Dazzling
at this
Gleam.
point. I'm going to trust you on the Gleam. Okay, so Dazzling Gleam. And it's a new fairy type move that is a special attack. It does 80 damage and has 100% accuracy, but only 10 PP, so it makes it kind of unfavorable in my mind. But I still taught it to my Gardevoir because I figured I should use that second fairy typing for something, huh?
Yeah. Although the attack Moonblast is better, and by this point I had it on my Sylveon since like the third gym, so I was like, yeah, I don't need this.
Oh wow, that's amazing that you'd be
Moonblast is
using
like
this.
90 power, so.
Yeah, Moonblast is like I always like to equivalent everything back to Thunderbolt, because it always seems to like really relate back. I think that
Yeah.
Moonblast is the Thunderbolt for fairy types.
It really is. It is, yeah.
Oh my god, I Moonblast all the time on meta. I'm never able to like get through a battle without battling a Sylveon with Moonblast. It's just so obnoxious. It happens
Yeah.
every time. And of course, with this STAB, it's just gonna dominate with that thing. Okay, so Arielle has never told us her team that she's using in the game yet, and if she has, it's been a while because we now do a "Who was your star player" segment after we beat each gym. So, Arielle, go ahead and tell us what your team is consisting of and who was your star player to get you through the battle against Valerie.
Let's see. I believe the team is now Delphox, Sylveon, Venusaur, Gumi, Doublade, and I can't remember if it's Lucario or
Pikachu? You were using Pikachu too?
Pikachu. I sort of scrapped it around this time though, so yeah.
Oh, come on. Someone who's as. Arceus, of all people, should know not to use Pikachu.
I said I scrapped it around this gym, so I
But
think
you held on to it from, like, before Gym 1.
I know it's like level 40 something and still sitting in my box at that level. Yeah,
I
I'm
can't
pretty
believe you're
sure it's
using it in the first
Lucario
place. I'm
actually.
disappointed in you, Arceus.
Maybe I had a light ball. Ever think of that?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But you didn't evolve it. Why didn't you evolve it?
Because light
Thunder.
ball.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, who's your starter? Not your starter, your star for this battle?
The answer is the same, star or starter. Yeah, Delphox. Because
Okay.
fire is resistant to fairy, so I just sponge those dazzling gleams like they're nothing.
Yeah,
That
sweet, definitely.
and Mawile is weak against fire, so it's just like mystical fire everything.
I haven't used the move Mystical Fire yet. Is it? I'm assuming it's not. It's exclusive to Delphox.
It is.
Oh, what is it like? What's the stats of it?
I don't recall. I don't really use my Delphox anymore, but I think it's like 80 and it always reduces the special attack.
Oh my god, that's horrible. Like, that's good, but it's horrible for the opponent. Like, they have no
Yeah.
shot.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Yeah, I'm sad that I won't be learning Mystical Fire. Oh, is that like its last move? Like, I can't think of another name of any of the other ones, but I know in like remakes of Gen 1 that you could do that with your starter or something, right? And that's when that tradition started.
Not really. Don't think so. I'm. Do you mean like Blast Burn, Frenzy Plant, Hydro
Yes.
Cannon kind of
Yes.
thing?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's not that strong. You can use it two times in a row successfully. So it's like each of the Kalos starters this time they have a special move that's exclusive to them. For Delphox, it's Mystical Fire. For Greninja, it's Water Shuriken, and for Chestnut, it's Spiky Shield. So
Oh yeah, I wanted to do Spiky Shield for a second, and then I was like, I don't know, this guy's too hard of a hitter to even worry about his defense, and his defense is pretty high, so I think I'm done. I can't remember what it was. I think it was something. I could try and guess, or I could just ask Arceus. Arceus, what does Spiky Shield do?
It's essentially protect, but it damages the opponent as well. So it's like
Right.
protect plus Rocky Helmets, essentially.
It doesn't do any like stat increase, right? Okay. And then what about the move for the water type?
Water Shuriken is essentially a water type move, like Rock Blast or Icicle Spear or something. Hits 2 to 5 times. It's got like low power, but it has priority.
Oh, sweet. That's kind of cool. So it's a quick attack for Rock Blast, but it's a water type move. Like, did I get
Yeah.
that right?
Yeah, it's a priority Rock Blast, essentially, but
Priority
water
Rock
type.
Blast. Hey, that might come in handy, honestly, if you have a
Yeah.
Pokemon that's weak to water. It might
Well,
do some
yeah.
pretty hot
It's.
damage to them.
There is one issue with it, though. Greninja is basically a special type attacker, and it's a physical move.
Why is that a physical move? Because you're like tossing water off. You're not like
Yeah, it's
physically
like.
going up. Yeah, that's just strange. Okay, so as
It's
for my
me.
team, it hasn't moved around. My Lapras has been my rock. He was the star of my battle, and I was just surfing everyone and able to rip right through them without worrying. I got an awesome freeze on Mr. Mime. I got him before he could do anything. So this guy just like sat around and just like took it. Like Mr. Mime had nothing he could do to me. And the Mawile didn't give me that much trouble. It used Iron Defense, and I was like, "Lol, I'm using Surf." And as for Sylveon, I didn't get the freeze, unfortunately, but two Ice Beams and a Brine took that thing down, even with its Dazzling Gleam move. And I will be using that Dazzling Gleam. Thank you, Valerie. I appreciate that, because now I realized how annoying of a move that can be against the enemy. Okay, so I would love to wrap up this episode of PokeChat as early as possible, because Arianelle and I are not only tired, but also anticipating some pretty long episodes of our live playthrough coming up, because as she said, the road to Gym 8 will be incredibly long. So I will bid you guys a farewell pretty early on in the episode, but expect more content from us when we do our episodes on both Wednesday and Saturday for the upcoming week. Okay, so Ariel, do you have any final words as Arceus to our fine feathered listeners?
Gumi is awesome.
Yeah, use Gumi. Okay.
Except not against the fairy gym. No, don't
No.
use Gumi against the fairy gym.
Sweet. And if we're going through and we're plugging just one social media thing so you guys aren't blown out of the water with all of our awesomeness, go on the Tumblr and check out the fun news stories we post on there, because I am the slave driver who gets Ariel, Saman, and Devin to write up a story that I find cool, and they do a good job of that. So it's a fun collection of just like little niche-y things in the Pokemon world. I like it. It's fun. I'm sure Ariel's enjoying doing Tumblr posts too, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Sweet. I'm glad you guys are enjoying that, because we're having fun doing the Tumblr. All right, guys. Hey, so we'll catch you on Wednesday for our 7 p.m. EST recording for our Gym 7 battle. Other than that, we will see you guys later. Bye-bye.